ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम ओम गणानां त्वा गणपतिं हवामहे ओम श्रीमन् महागणाधिपतये नमः केतुः ऑफ ऑल दिस नाइन प्लैनेट्स We have nine planets. Now, in our astrology, we follow nine planets. Of them, the two shadow planets are there, called Rahuhu and Ketuhu. Now, the snake head and the body different. Human body will be there, Ketu. And this Ketu is said to be the Jnana Karakaha. Vidya Karakaha Buddha. Jnanakarakaha Ketuhu. For a spiritual wisdom, Ketu must be in a good place. So any mental illness also connected to Ketu. Any mental illness for that matter. Suppose people are just, they think pervertedly, or sometimes people are a little confused. Of course, all of us have some confusion, general confusion, okay. Say abnormally abnormal or abnormal people, mentally challenged, isn't it? We say some mental disorder, slight degree, certain degree of disorder, not 100%. Any mental illness is connected to Ketu. So if Ketu and the Moon are together, they cannot make decisions quickly. They will change also. Very difficult. You can't, people tuck, they finish. You can't make decisions because some dilemma comes, confusion will come. You know, the Ketu in the 12th house, they'll say, in his life, this person will have Kumbhabhishekam. He'll do a Kumbhabhishekam. He'll build a temple and see the consecration. They say all these things. The Ketu associated with the spiritual wisdom also. You know, that is why to ward off all the mental confusions, we need Ganapati. And who is the Ketu? To tackle the Ketu. Ketu is a Devata. So to tackle Ketu, it doesn't do anything. The Ketu's position in our horoscope, when at the time of birth, where exactly Ketu was, isn't it? That calculation can tell you how this person is. Now, mentally, how strong he is, how weak he is, how confused he is, the proper astrologist can predict correctly. So that is why we always, to please Ketu, you have to invoke Bhagavan in the form of Ganapati. Rahu, poison means Subramanya. That is why I want you to understand why every day we begin, in our class, Rahu Pada we don't tackle. Ketu Pada we'll tackle. Every class, class after class after class after class after class, we do Ganapati Atharva Sirsha, you know why? To tackle Ketu, wherever he is in your horoscope. Invoke the grace of Bhagavan in the form of Maha Ganapati. That's why we do that. Anyway, but I want to tell you this today. I've been telling you, but still. So now you'll all be very happy to know that Upasana section in the... Okay. Om Aapyayantu Mamangani Vak Pranas Chakshushrotramatho Balamindriyani Chasarvani Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam Maham Brahma Nira Kuryam Mama Brahma Nira Karot Anira Karanam Astva Nira Karanam Me Astu Tadatmani Nirateya Upanishatsu Dharmas Te Mayi Santu Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. We have completed the 8th chapter, 6 sections. And then we have understood all about the Saguna Brahma Upasanam. And the Saguna Brahma Upasanam also what? Especially here, Dahara Upasanam, otherwise called Dahara Vidya. Dahara Vidya means Daharopasanam. Daharopasanam means Dahara Brahma Upasanam, meditation upon the small space obtaining within one's own heart as Brahman is called Dahara Vidya or Daharopasanam. And so in that context of Upasanam, we understood generally even the what is that greatest benefit one can have by practicing meditation. Actually, I do come across nowadays lots and lots of problems, you know, with the people who are given to the practice of meditation. That is why it's very important to remember the fact in Vedanta Shastram or in Veda Shastram, meditation prescribed means object of meditation is always Ishvaraha, Sagunam Brahma. Okay, you have to remember that. Not anything else. If you say the object of meditation is not Ishvara, Sagunam Brahma, Bhagavan, then you cannot count it a meditation. You can call it some sort of a mental exercise. You practice for improving your concentration. Okay, that's a different topic. Now, Saguna Brahma Upasanam topic is over. Now comes the Nirguna Brahma Jnanam. We never say Nirguna Brahma Upasanam. We do say, but we need not say that. Upasanam means meditator, meditated, difference will be there. So, in Saguna Brahma Upasanam, the object of meditation is Ishvara, but the Ishvara is looked upon as what? Any other object is looked upon as Ishvara there. Whereas in Nirguna Brahma Jnanam, you see your own Swarupam being Ishvara. In Saguna Brahma Upasanam, look at every object as, is it? You invoke Bhagavan in the form of a given object. For us, Ishvara is invoked in any object. Whereas, in Nirguna Brahma Jnanam, Ishvara is your own Swarupam. Not an object, but very Swarupam. That's why in contemplation, which is a meditation, there we say, you already have Jnanam, that Ishvaraha. There's no Ishvara other than the reality, and that though there's no reality other than the consciousness, and that consciousness is what? Your Swarupam. Therefore, in Nirguna Brahma Jnanam, Ishvara is your Swarupam. And once you have the Jnanam, you repeatedly dwell upon the knowledge which you already have, is what? Nididhyasana. Isn't it? Very clear now? No doubt. Therefore, here, now we are going to have Nirguna Brahma Jnanam, the knowledge of the absolute reality, actual content of the Upanishad. It begins somewhere, the seventh section. Seventh section onwards, it's going to go up to the 12th section. Seventh to the 12th, we are going to have only Nirguna Brahma Jnanam. And here, before entering the actual section, next section, Upanishad here begins with an Akhyayika. In this section, seventh section, in order to present the Nirguna Brahma Jnanam, knowledge of the absolute reality, Upanishad begins his teaching with an akhyayika. Akhyayika means what? A small story. A story, an akhyayika, is always presented to bring the teacher and the student together. Now, having done some Upanishads, the story means it's not like Bhagavata Katha or not like very big Katha here. Here always a student and the teacher are brought together to show that. And why should Upanishad bring the student and the teacher together? You know very well, it's all kindergarten lesson for you. It is to emphasize the fact Brahma Vidya should never be, the study, Shastra study should never be done independently. One should study the Shastram with the help of the competent Sampradaya with teacher. To emphasize this fact, you always, Upanishad brings the teacher and the student together. And to bring the teacher and the student together, Upanishad presents a story like Akhyayika it presents. So here also we are having there is an Akhyayika begins. And here Upanishad is going to introduce Prajapatihi Brahma as the Prajapatihi, as the teacher. And who is the one who is playing the role of a teacher in this context? You have other people before, isn't it? We have Narada, we have all other people. Now we have the one who plays the role of a teacher is Prajapati. Therefore, here the knowledge is called, in the previous, in 6th chapter, we call Sadvidya. The 7th chapter is called Bhuvavidya. Now it is called Prajapati Vidya. Why it's called Prajapati Vidya? Because Prajapati plays the role of a teacher. And here, who are the students here? One Asura and one Deva. Two people are here. I have ear blocking, that's why I'm screaming, okay? The one Asura and one Deva. One from Suras, two representatives of two groups of people of opposite nature. Indraha and Virochanaha. Indraha comes representing the Suras group, Devas group. Virochanaha, the leader of the Asuras, Virochana, comes representing the Asuras group. How come that Asura and Deva, Sura and Asura, both of them come together to study? Isn't it? That's why Upanishad presents a story. The Upanishad says here, it seems, Prajapati, he once, declared, he made an public announcement. Even though he did not have websites and all that, still he made an announcement. What is the announcement? He mentioned the nature of Ishvara. What is the Swarupa of Ishvara? He is going to say that. The Ishvara is of this nature essentially. And one who discovers that Ishvara, who is of this nature, will have all his wishes and desires fulfilled. It's called Palashruti, okay? Any announcement comes, advertisement comes, people will start queuing up. So, Prajapati also thought, nobody comes and asks for any Brahma Vidya. I'm waiting here all the time to teach, nobody comes to me. I'm just joking, okay? He doesn't say all those things. So let me make some announcement. Maybe this announcement will attract some people. But this announcement is not a fake announcement. Be careful, huh? he did not any, no, buy one to get three, and then two will not work. Okay, not some cheating announcement. The real announcement was about the fact. Whoever discovers Ishvara, who is of this nature, such and such a nature, will have all one's desires and wishes fulfilled. He'll become a Satya Sankalpaha. Really? Then announcement reached every corner of the society. Devaloka, Asuraloka. Both the lokas got the announcement, got the information. Immediately, all of them decided, come on, let us all decide. Even though all of them decide, is it easy for everybody to go? Isn't it? In the world, we always come across so many things happening in so many places. There is a world cricket match, or the Wimbledon match, or Olympics. What happens? People do book their hotels and book their flights, and they come all the way, they travel. People sit in the same door, next door, they may not go. All the people always are not interested in everything. Even if they are interested, it is not practical for everybody to go. Only some of them can go. So because something very important, Bhagavat's Swarupa Jnanam, isn't it? It is all about Ishvara Swarupa Jnanam. So here also, they decided, they all gathered, they got together, and they decided whom we should send. So Devas decided, let us send our leader Indra. If he goes, if he studies, he'll come back and he'll give us all this knowledge. Then Asuras also thought, my God, why should they alone go? Definitely they must be going. Let us also get what the Devas get. So Asuras are decided to send Virochana, their gang leader, for this Brahmajnanam. Brahmajnanam. And when they both went, did they go together making some arrangements? Do you want to come to Luisham temple? Do you want to come? Okay, meet me in this, come there. I'll meet you somewhere at this tube station. You pick me up and take me. No, they did not make such arrangement. They went on their own. Why? They are Mahavirodhi, isn't it? Paramavirodhi. Asura is a Deva. They are of different nature. So and Shankara says actually, no, they did not want. No, let me go quietly. If I tell other person, he did not want other person to go. So they go. So people of these two different natures go there. Let me keep the secret for myself. I cannot tell there something is happening. So they went finally. But having gone there, what happened? Once when they had to stay there in the Gurukulam. Even when they go there also, as soon as they come and get the admission, do you think they'll be given the teaching? No. No, they'll given the admission, that's okay. But the teaching, they will not begin immediately. Nowadays, our students will go and file a case, isn't it? See, I paid the money, I have gone to the university, I got enrolled as a student, no class are happening, nothing is taught. You can come, because also we have our own reasons for filing a case. But those days, these people who go to Gurukulam, now going to the Gurukulam and staying with the Guru, in the presence of the Guru, around the Guru, is called what? Guru Upasadhanam. Guru Upasadhanam. They went there. So, the teachers need to assess the student's qualification. How talented, how qualified, how ready the student is. Now, how sincerely committed the student is. The teacher need to assess the preparedness of the student. Know the student thoroughly before he starts teaching. Know why? Imagine, if the teacher, as soon as the student comes, because he's desperately waiting to teach. Imagine. No teacher is desperate, okay? Should not be desperate. And he starts teaching. The unprepared student, suppose, misunderstands the teaching or wrongly understands the teaching. And will not only he has understood wrongly, he'll go back and start teaching, the whole world start giving the wrong teaching. He'll misinterpret, he will confuse. Therefore, the teacher makes sure the student is qualified to give the teaching. To make that assessment, the teacher needs some time. Then the student has to live in the Gurukulam. And that time now, Brahmacharyam, when he is living there in the Gurukulam, how doing some service to the teacher, and whatever he has to serve the Gurukulam in whatever necessary possible way. Like that, Indra and Virochana, they both went, they had to spend 32 years. As they become grandfathers. 32 years, Dvatrigamshat. 32 years they were there, serving the Guru. Then, after 32 years, Prajapati gave them the knowledge. I'm going to see all that today. But something nice. And because it is called Indra Virochana Vidya also. It does not mean taught by Indra and Virochana. Knowledge given to Indra and Virochana. It's called Indra Virochana Vidya. It's called Prajapati Vidya because it was taught by Prajapati. Okay? And one good thing Shankara, we are going to see here, Shankara says beautifully, what is the need for the Upanishad to present such a context? Even though they were rivals, Asuras were rivals, enemies, they hate each other. There's so much of anger and hatred towards each other. But still, when they went into the Gurukulam, when they were in the presence of the teacher, staying in the Gurukulam, they become friendly. They forget their, isn't it? That is the greatness of the teaching, greatness of the wisdom, greatness of the teacher, greatness of the place where Shastram is taught, that people can't help they'll become friendly. What really helps people, what will help people resolve their inimical or the nature of enmity? All these things, only it is the wisdom. That's also hinted indirectly here. Okay, with this background, let us enter into the study of the textbook. Very beautiful verse. The mantra begins, Ishvara Swarupam. The first mantra of the 7th chapter begins with the Ishvara Swarupam. Okay. Ishvara Swarupam is Dik. See that now. Yaha.
Yaha.
Atma.
Atma.
Apahata Papma Vijaraha. You can say Vijaro Vimrityur Vishoko Vijighatso Apipasaha Satyakamaha Satyasankalpaha. And again, யஹ ஆத்மா அபஹத பாப்மா விஜரஹ விம்ருத்யுஹ விஷோகஹ விஜிகத்ஸஹ அபிபாசஹ சத்யகாமஹ சத்யசங்கல்பஹ சஹ அன்வேஷ்டவ்யஹ சஹ விஜிஜ்ஞாசிதவ்யஹ. Okay, there ends the sentence. Saha vijignyahitavyaha, there the sentence ends. See, saha means that person. Which person here? Saha here means Ishwaraha. That Lord, that Ishwaraha, that Paramatma, saha Paramatma, saha Ishwaraha, saha Paramatma, saha Ishwaraha. We are doing the 8th chapter, 7th seventh section, first mantra. David Jeska. So saha paramatma, saha Ishwaraha, what's what now? Vijignyasitavyaha. Vijignyasitavyaha means must be recognized, must be known. One must be discovered. Anveshtavyaha means must be searched for. Who should be searched for? Ishvara, the Lord. Who should be understood, arrived at? Ishvara. We have to search for Ishvara. We have to discover Ishvara. Saha Paramatma Anveshtavyaha, Saha Paramatma Vijignyasitavyaha. That Lord must be searched for, that Lord must be discovered. This is the meaning. And which Lord should be discovered? He says, Yaha, He who, Yaha Atma, the Lord who is Atma. Atma means what? The one who is of the nature of all pervasiveness. The Lord who is of the nature of all pervasiveness, Atma. So what? Thereby obtaining as the innermost essence of every being, every individual. The Lord, who is of the nature of all pervasiveness, thereby who obtains as the essential nature of every being, Atma. Then, Apahata Papma. Apahata Papma means the one who is free from all forms of Punya Papams. One who is free from all forms of blemishes. Sins. No? Apahata Papma. Then Vijaraha. This mantra was already introduced in the very beginning of this verse. There, remember, the same mantra was there introduced. There Ishvara was presented as the Saguna Ishvara. Now here Ishvara Swarupam is discussed. Which means there Ishvara was Tatpada Vachyartha Ishvaraha. And here Tatpada Lakshyartha Ishvaraha. Here Ishvara Swarupam is presented. Isn't it? There Saguna Ishvaraha was discussed. And here Nirguna Ishvara Swarupam is discussed. Then Vijaraha. Vijaraha means Ishvara who is free from old age, aging, therefore changes, then vimrutyuhu, who is free, not subject to death. So vijraha means the Ishra who is free from old age or aging. Then vimrutyuhu, who is not subject to death. Then vishokaha. Vishokaha, Ishra who is free from grief. Vishokaha. Vijighatsaha. Vijighatsaha, who is free from jealousy, all the emotions. Okay. Then apipasaha, who is free from thirst. Now all these things say what now? Ishvara, what is Ishvara essentially? What is Ishvara? What Ishvara? When you say, use the word Ishvara, has two meanings, isn't it? Ishvara, lakshyartha, vachyartha. What is the meaning, vachyartha, literal meaning of the word Ishvara? Ishvara means the whole universe is Ishvara. Means it is vachyartha. What is the Ishvara? Not lakshyartha. What is the implied meaning of the word Ishvara? What is Ishvara essentially? Who is the hum of the whole universe? Essentially, Ishvara is pure existence. What is pure existence? Pure existence is pure consciousness. So, as pure existence, which is pure consciousness, is it? See, Ishvara Rupam is universe. Ishvara Swarupam is existence. Two words. Vachyartha of the word Ishvara. Literal word meaning of the word Ishvaraha is equal to the entire cosmos. Creation in its entirety is Ishvara. What is the Lakshyartha, implied meaning of the word Ishvaraha? What is Ishvara essentially? If you say pure existence, if you ask again, what is pure existence? Existence without a form and name. Existence that form and name means what? Pure consciousness. This is the Lakshyartha. It's like if you ask me, so Rupam Swarupam. What is the form of the Lord, if you ask the entire creation? All the elementals, living beings, non-living things, mobile beings, immobile things, experiences, actions, you know, all these pains and pleasures, all the pairs of opposites, you know, attachment, grief, delusion, everything and anything which is here is what? Ishvara. This is Ishvara Rupam. What is the Swarupam of Ishvara? We say pure existence, which is nothing but pure consciousness. It's like asking, what is ocean? There's a Lakshyartha for the word ocean. There's a Vachyartha for the word ocean. What is the Vachyartha, literal meaning of the word ocean? The form and ocean with the full of waves is all the what? Literal meaning of the word ocean. What is the implied meaning of the word ocean? H2O. Ocean is, it is called, one is Rupam, then Swarupam. Ishvara Rupam Jagat. Ishvara Swarupam Chaitanyam. Jiva Rupam Body, Mind, Sense Complex. Jiva Swarupam Consciousness. Rupam Swarupam. to. So here, there in the first mantra, when we came across Ishvara, there we understood Ishvara as Rupam. And here we are seeing Ishvara Swarupam. So, what, therefore, now we remember here, there is no reality other than consciousness. Therefore, it is consciousness which is pure existence without form and name. And that consciousness alone, obtaining in the form of pure existence, is what? Atma apahata papma vijaraha vimrutyuhu vishokaha vijighatsaha apipasaha. Which means, all the properties, all the problems, all the limitations, all the dharmas belonging to the material body, mind, sense complex, or the material forms and names, are negated. Have you noticed here? All the metal forms. And such Ishvara, Satyakamaha. Satyakamaha means the one who has got all his wishes fulfilled is called Satyakamaha. Which means, now understand, can Ishvara fulfill all his wishes? Does Ishvara need to fulfill his wishes? Really speaking, Ishvara is the one who is free from all desires. So, being free from the hold of desires is as good as having all the desires fulfilled. When you say Ishvaraha Satyakamaha, Satyakamaha means the one who has got all his wishes, desires fulfilled. Which means, it does not mean Ishvara has desires and he is capable of fulfilling all his desires. Actually speaking, Ishvara is free from the hold of desires. So, being free from desires is what? Having, as good as having all the desires fulfilled. Is it clear? Why Ishvara has no desires? Because Ishvara has no desires because he is of the nature of total dispassion, vairagyam, purna vairagyam. Why Ishvara is highly, totally dispassionate? We understood the meaning of the word Bhagavan. When you understood, you know it is Vairagyam, one of the sixfold virtues. Why Bhagavan has Vairagyam? Why dispassion towards everything? There is no passion for anything. Because Bhagavan is free from needs. Bhagavan has no needs. Bhagavan has no desires. Because Bhagavan has no needs also. Why no needs? Because there is no inadequacy. The human problem of sense of inadequacy, sense of smallness, centered on I, is not there on the part of Bhagavan. There is no inadequacy. Why there is no inadequacy? Because Bhagavan is of the nature of fullness. What is Bhagavan Swarupam? What is Bhagavan essentially? Bhagavan is Shuddha Chaitanya Swarupaha. Therefore, Bhagavan is of the nature of fullness. Because Bhagavan is of the nature of fullness, there is no inadequacy on the part of Ishvara. Smallness on the part of Ishvara. Therefore, there cannot be any passion. There is no passion for anything. Therefore, this total dispassion is Bhagavan's Swarupam. Therefore, there are no needs. Therefore, there are no desires. Bhagavan is what? Every desire is Ishvara. Every desire is Ishvara. Every emotion is Ishvara. Isn't it? But Ishvara is free from all emotions. Every experience is Ishvara. But Ishvara is free from all experiences. That is why I tell you, Vedanta, one has to study properly to understand, not to be craving for these experiences. Damn experiences. People are all interested in experiences. They want to go to, they want to have different types of experiences. Why? What is experience for? I want to experience this. They want to be vibrometers, measuring vibrations and measuring energies, good energy, bad energy, wrong energy, evil energy. There's all confusions. Shastra teaching is so clean and clear. Facts. Therefore, here what I want to say here, there's a Purna Vairagyam, because Bhagavan is of the nature of fullness. Therefore, it is said Satya Kamaha. I'm going to next word now. Satya Sankalpaha. Satya Sankalpaha is another word. Bhagavan is also called Satya Sankalpaha, the one who does not need to do any action to fulfill his wishes. One whose wishes become fulfilled just by thinking. We talk about it even as a wise person also. Wise person also, because of his jnanam, he also becomes Satya Sankalpaha, Satya Kamaha. But again, for these two words, Satya Kamaha and Satya Sankalpaha, Adishankara loves these two words. He really, wherever possible, he'll mention Bhagavan as Satya Kamaha, Satya Sankalpaha. You know? But Bhagavan is the very Satyam, the very truth, the very reality, outside of which there's no desire, there's no emotion, there's no experience, nothing exists. Therefore, Bhagavan is free from the desires, passion, therefore, is of the nature of fullness, is as good as all the desires fulfilled. Therefore, Bhagavan is called what? Satya Kamaha, Satya Sankalpaha. We should not literally take Bhagavan has fulfilled all his desires. Which means once upon a time, Bhagavan had lots of desires. And he worked very hard, he fulfilled. Because he is Ishvara. No. Bhagavan had never desires. Why? Because Bhagavan is of the nature of fullness. Purnatvam being the nature of Swarupam of Bhagavan is implied by these words. Satya Sankalpa, Satya Kama, etc. All these words only reveal Bhagavan's Swarupam being fullness. This is the Bhagavan. Okay? Remember now, Bhagavad Rupam, Bhagavad Swarupam. Ishvara Rupam, Ishvara Swarupam. Now here, Ishvara, who is of this nature, should be searched for, inquired into, and arrived at. Okay? Then, okay. If, then sentence is complete, then next sentence we have to assume. Whoever discovers such Ishvara, whoever inquires into the nature of Ishvara, whoever analyzes the nature of Ishvara, not independently, with the help of the Shastram and the teacher, that person will definitely discover Ishvara Swarupam. Not outside, not as an object, but as one's own Swarupam. If a person discovers that Ishvara is one's own nature, then what will happen? Saha, that is sent in the next sentence. It's called advertisement. Okay. Saha, see now, saha. sarvamscha lokan apnoti. That person, whoever discovers the Lord in its swarup, Lord, no? The swarup of the Lord, attains all the worlds. Not only one small house in Croydon, attains all the worlds. Sarvan lokan apnoti. Sarvamscha kaman. He attains all his desires fulfilled. Sarvan kaman apnoti means what? He gets all his objects of pleasures. He gets all his desires fulfilled. Okay, let me stop. Kaman. Who attains? Yaha. Say no. Yaha. Tam atmanam. Anuvidya. Vijanati. See now. Yaha. Yaha means what? Evanoruvan. He who tam atmanam anuvidya, tam atmanam vijanati, he who knows, discovers, understands that Lord, the truth of the whole, obtaining as one's own self, one who discovers that Lord, how does he discover? Anuvidya. Having inquired into the nature of the Lord, vijanati, one who discovers, understands that Lord, that whoever discovers that Lord, who is of the nature, you know, explained above, that person sarvamscha lokan apnoti, sarvan kaman apnoti, that person will get all the lokas. That person will get all his desires fulfilled. This is the announcement, okay? Iti ha prajapatihi uvacha. Iti ha prajapatihi uvacha. Iti thus said prajapatihi. So prajapati uvacha means prajapatihi made the announcement. Okay, now understand, whoever discovers Atma, what is Atma? One's own real nature. What is the Atma again? The absolute reality which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, thereby obtaining as one's own nature is Atma. Who is that all pervasive reality? Ishvara, isn't it? So Ishvara Swarupam. One who discovers Ishvara Swarupam, Ishvara as one's own self. How does he inquire into that Ishvara and discovers that Ishvara? That person will have all his desires fulfilled, means what? You should not take literally. Okay? Which means, already we have understood, wise person will have all his desires fulfilled, means what? Not literally, he will become free from the very emotion called, phenomenon called, phenomenon called desire for good. The desires will resolve for a person. The wise person will have all his desires resolved. Why? Having discovered fullness, reveling in fullness, there will not be any need for the wise person. Emotional needs will not be there. Physical needs will be there, okay? Therefore, don't put a wise person to starvation, okay? That's what I'm saying. Physical needs will be there. Emotional needs will not be there. He is free from dependence. Therefore, he is free from needs. He is free from desires. Therefore, he is not dependent on fulfilling any desire for his happiness. Is it clear now? Why? happiness is already his swarupam. He will not feel insecure. He will not be dependent on anything in the world for his security. For him, everything else is mithya. Atma is the only satyam. Therefore, this person has discovered what is real and what is not real, what is satyam and what is mithya. Therefore, for him, all that is, there is only satyam. Such a person is free from what now? The sense of insecurity and the fear, and also he is not dependent. He is free from what now? Even the he is being a wanting person, and he is not searching for happiness anymore. Therefore, this person is free from the hold of desires, and being free from the hold of desires is as good as having all the desires simultaneously fulfilled. Don't have any fancy ideas of experience and all that. That is the meaning. Is it clear? That means, and then people don't need, you know, they can just be thinking everything they can do. Literally, emotionally, they are not dependent. They may have certain desires, they may have certain things, but they are not dependent on the fulfillment of the desires for their happiness. Is it clear? Very important. See, a wise person may tell, okay, for example, I give the example of Pooja Swamiji's thing. First he said, let me start aim for seva, let us do this, he had a lot of projects. He had a desire for doing something good for society. But whether he only had the projects, he wanted to do it, he had a good intention, but was he dependent on the fulfillment of desires for his happiness? No. So not being dependent on the fulfillment of desires for one's happiness is being free from the hold of desires. In fact, even a petty disease will resolve also. That's called non-binding. Is it? It's called Satya Sankalpatva, Satya Kamatva. So one who knows Ishvara, he will attain all the worlds, all the happiness, all the pleasures, all the desires fulfilled. Prajapati, he made an announcement. Okay, we'll see the next mantra now.
Taddobaye
Devasurah Anububudhire. Tad ha ubhaye is ubhaye, what now? Both devas and asuras anububudhire had known. They came to know about it. Announcement is made means all the worlds. It is inter-worlds announcement. Therefore, the inhabitants of all the worlds came to know about the announcement. Then what happened now? Look at this now. Teha uchuhu. Teha uchuhu. Teha uchuhu. Teha uchuhu. Those devas and asuras, they were talking. Hanta. Alas. Tam atmanam. See now. Tam atmanam. Anvichamaha. Yam,
yam
atmanam
anvishya
sarvamscha
loka
napnoti
sarvamscha
kaman
iti.
Okay, now all these devas and asuras came to know, then what happened? They talked among themselves. Tam atmanam anvichamaha. We want to attain that atma. We want to discover that Ishvara. Yam atmanam anvishya. Searching for which atma, having discovered which atma, one attains all the lokas and all the, has all this is fulfilled, we want to know that Atma, Ishvara. Iti, that Indraha eva Devanam Abhipravavraja Indraha Hayeva Haiva Devanam Abhipravavraja Indraha Abhipravavraja. Say Abhipravavraja Virochanaha Asuranam. Okay. Tau ha asamvidanau eva. Let me tell you what happened now. See, now very quickly Upanishad says, the news spread all over the world, all to all the worlds. Therefore, they talked among themselves, let us discover that Ishvara, and let us thereby, by discovering whom, one can have all the worlds, all the desires be fulfilled. Therefore, now they among from the devas, Indra was chosen. Then among the asuras, Virochana was chosen, and they both went. See, how did they go? Is all teaching, okay? All kindergarten teaching, but important, most important lessons. See the word Abhipravavraja. Say Abhipravavraja. See, Abhipravavraja means, it has come from the root vraj. Parivrajati, pravrajati means renounces and wanders. This Virochanaha and Indraha, were they sannyasis? No. They are grihasthas. Both of them were householders. And did they become sannyasis? No. They did not become sannyasis. They were not sannyasis, but still they gave up. Parivrajati means what now? They gave up everything. They became like sannyasis. They gave up everything. They were prepared to give up all that pleasures that they were enjoying. So giving up all that they had, they went. Is not, now once you decide that you want to pursue Atma Vidya, naturally there comes what? Simplicity. Is it? One of the preparedness must be there. Doesn't matter what food I'm going to eat there, which bed I'm going to sleep there. Suppose we're asked to go and sleep in Badrinath, and no mattress is given, and all day will freeze, next day you will not even survive. That's a different thing. In a nice place like Coimbatore, where it is quite warm, even if the mattress is not okay, still you can manage, isn't it? You know, whether mattress is there, good sheet is there or not, only khichdi, only them roti, sabji, no pizzas and banana, doesn't matter. What food is given, what, you know, dress is given, what is there? It's a clean, decent place. You stay quietly and study. You know, because there's a lot of preparation. So they both were kings. One is Asura Raja, one is Asura leader, one is Sura leader. Isn't it? But still, they both were married. And they were prepared to live like a sannyasi for some certain time period. They did not become sannyasis, but they prepared their minds to live like a sannyasi for the sake of a jnanam. So that's what they, all the pleasures, all the comforts, all that go with one's lifestyle as a king, as a leader, and they had to give up, isn't it? So giving up, forgoing all that they needed, they enjoyed, they both went. That is what is meaning here. We had to, in fact, Upanishad teaches us all these things, what? Certain preparedness. the commitment to the pursuit of the knowledge is there, one must be prepared to even, the preparedness must be there. If every day, whatever we are enjoying, if it is not available, the next minute we get so reactive. So reactive. Isn't it? Even one day we can't adjust. Why is adjusting for some years? It all shows the total passion for knowledge. Okay, now how did they go to, now so first we saw they both left, then Samit Pani, now Bishop, let me say one more sentence there. Devanam, see, Indrohaiva Devanam, Abhipravavraja, Virochano, Asuranam. So they both went. Tau, ha, Asamvidanau. Asamvidanau means they both did not go together. Asamvidanaha means without telling each other. Okay, I am going there. Do you want to come? No, let me go quietly. Both of them without informing each other. Samvidanaha means what now? Informing each other. Asamvidanaha means without informing each other. Without sneaking out the secret, quietly they both went on their own. But once they went there, they won't meet each other. Hey, you have come without telling me. This person sees. Hey, you have come without telling me. Like that. They meet, but they have to keep quiet, isn't it? Okay, both of them have done the wrong thing. So both of them don't can accept. So therefore, asambhidano means without telling each other, informing each other, they both went. Asambhidano eva. But even though they went without informing each other, how did they go? Samit Pani. Samit Pani. Prajapati Sakasham Ajagmuhu. They had come near Prajapati. Samit Pani. Samit Pani hi singular. Samit Pani dual. Samit Pani Ajagmuhu. They had come near Prajapati. How Samit Pani? Again, this is also lesson. How should we go and meet the teacher? Isn't it? There are three people in the world. One is that Bhagavan in the temple. When we go to temple, worship Bhagavan, we never go empty-handed. Always take something to express our gratitude to Bhagavan. Nothing you take, at least you fall flat and do namaskaram and come. Isn't it? Then when you go to see a sanya, then an elderly person, we go to see elders, we always take something to give them. And next thing, we know the sick person, the bed, we always take something to give. And when you go to a sannyasi and a teacher, or take something. And here Samit Panihi, in those days, I told you already, Samit means the fuel used to perform rituals. It's called Samit. So some twigs, you don't need to go and pay money, you know, you're already penniless person, a brahmachari you're going. You can't, but these two were what? Grihasthash. They were not ordinary brahmacharis also. They want to go, isn't it? They were kings like. So, they both went, the Samit Panihi. You had to go and search some, pick some twigs on the way and take something in your hand to see them. So, these two also went, Samit Pani. And they also with their offering. Samit Panihi, what now? With what offering they want to give, they both went, approached the teacher. Okay, how did they go? All about the Guru Sishya Lakshanam. When a Sishya goes to the teacher, how he goes? There's 100% preparedness on their part to forgo all the comforts they had, to even give up all the pleasures they were enjoying. They prepared and they went. Isn't it? They changed everything. So Shankara explains very beautifully all those things. He says, Bhoga Parichadam. Renouncing all their pleasures and comforts, they went. See, mantra does not say all this. What I am telling you is all from Shankara's commentary. Then they went and they both were what? Really Vinayena. They are also humble. Which means when you have to go to the teacher for knowledge, don't expect teacher to come to your doorstep to teach. Isn't it? People ask, can you come? Can you come to my house? You know, we don't go to the teacher, isn't it? Therefore, in India it happens. Here you are not like that. Here we have different problems. In India people will say, rich people will say, I'll send the car to you, will you come to my house? I send not a car, I send the driver to pick you up. So you come to my house and teach me. They used to say that, you know. But actually, we should go to the teacher and expect the teacher to come to our house if we want knowledge. That's all, I'm not saying, it's all Shankara says. Vinayena gurave guravo bhigantavya, guravaha abhigantavyaha iti yetatu darshayati. See, what Shankara says in his commentary, the whole thing, how the story of Indra, Virochana, wanted to go to the teacher, wanted to study, etc. How did they go? How they gave everything? All these are taught not for the sake of simply showing us. Very kindred basic lessons to show how should a person, you know, aspire for, when he aspires for Brahma Vidya, how should he approach the teacher? He should go to the teacher. Definitely nobody should go and read translations of Upanishads on their own. Study the Shastram with the help of the teacher and study systematically step by step. Then not only that, once you are given your Shastram, there must be total commitment for study of the Shastram. Total commitment means definitely one must exclude other things in one's life. You can't have that and this emotionally, I'm entangled everywhere, so I want that and this. No. Then a commitment must be there. And second thing, one must be prepared to, you know, live whatever things available in one's life. Priority, once knowledge becomes the priority, and base whatever you need to live your life, simple food and simple clothing, simple shelter is okay, and you should focus on study. All these teachings are given here. I am not telling all these things. This is all Shankaracharya mentions in his commentary very briefly. I am not elaborating on it. I am only telling what he says. Tauha dvatrishatagam varshani. Brahmacharyam ushatuhu. There ends his sentence. See, when they went, both of them went, Samit Pani, they both went. But as soon as they went, Brahmaji was not, oh, come on, very good, I've been waiting for you, come, sit in front of me, let me start teaching. No, he did not start the teaching immediately. He wanted to assess them, therefore made them stay in the Gurukulam, doing, you know, serving the teacher and the other necessary needs, necessary things. Dvat tau means those, they both. Tau means they both, Virochana and Indra, dvatrishatagum varshani brahmacharyam oshatuhu. They lived, a life of a brahmachari for 32 years in the Gurukulam, Pajapati's place. 32 years. Tauha
பிரஜாபதிருவாச்ச.
கிமிச்சந்தௌ See what happens. The story part we started, just started. So they waited for 32 years. So what do you, then one day finally he asks. So when the teacher asked, they even made some mistakes in their expression. We miss so fear, no? The grammatical mistake is that I'll tell you in the next class. You'll understand it. So now this teaching has to start. The whole story, the class has gone for the story. We'll see in the next class. At least you got this point very clear, isn't it? Like how Tvam has two meanings, Lakshyartha and Vachyartha. Tat also has Lakshyartha, Vachyartha. So Vachyartha is Rupam, Lakshyartha is Swarupam. So Ishvara, Vachyartha of Ishvara is what? The whole cosmos. Everything and everything is Ishvara here. What is Ishvara's Lakshyartha, Swarupam of Ishvara? Existence. What is Vachyartha of Jiva? The Rupam of Jiva. Body mind is complex. What's the Rupam of Jiva? Consciousness. In fact, are they two? No, one and the same. Isn't it? But that we'll see finally. Last but two words. So now the Brahmaji has to give the teaching. The teaching begins from the next mantra. We'll see that. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.